Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Healthy sheep need a healthy shepherd. I had a great time on the Thriving in Ministry podcast with Kyle Willis and Dace Clifton. Their podcast is all about helping pastors avoid burnout. That's definitely a message that resonates with my heart, too. Long before I stepped into the pastorate, I was actively involved in encouraging pastors and helping protect them from the many slings and arrows that get thrown at them. Check out the wrap-up to our discussion on this podcast.
You know, several of the things that you've said today have stuck out with me. So it's one, creating that margin on the front end, maintaining our physical, mental, spiritual, even emotional health right there in the middle. But then, you know, we know that God has laid out this path for us. He has prepared a way. He has gone ahead of us. And so surprises that may be there for you and for me weren't surprises for him. And so that helps us to lead more effectively. It helps us to shepherd well. It helps us to finish well. And so pastors, church leaders, if you're listening to this and maybe you're newer in ministry and you're feeling some weight, or even if you're later in ministry and you're trying to get to that end, know that, hey, you can create margin, that you are in control of your schedule, that you have to maintain that physical, spiritual, emotional, mental health in your life so that you can lead effectively. And so I appreciate you guys joining us today. Dace, wrap us up here. You know, what stuck out to you?
Well, I think that all of these things that Craig is talking about in his book and also that we've touched in on the podcast are important for pastors really throughout all modern time. But now I just think how important it is in light of the current climate in which we're living in, with the level of uncertainty that people are facing, with the challenges in pastoral leadership. These things are so critical, and pastors are not going to last unless they walk this path to create margin, avoid burnout, and lead effectively. The things that Craig has outlined for us, I mean, we wholeheartedly affirm here on the Thriving Ministry podcast. And I just think that right now is just such a critical time, you know, that pastors need to be asking these questions. Like, you know, I can't lead effectively if I'm not taking care of my heart, of my mind, of my physical, mental health, of my family. And they've really got to pay really close attention to the diagnostics. Are there any check engine lights that are coming up on the dashboard? They need to have, as I like to say, a band of brothers, people that are running the race with them, because someone that's behind you or somebody that's next to you might see something. And so I just think the counsel that Craig has given us and outlined and what's going to be in his book is so vital for today. And, you know, if this book had been written 3 years ago and this counsel had been given then, it was important. But now it's just so critical because, and I'll end with this, Kyle, for most people that are driven, I think oftentimes it can be the case that they don't realize how really tired they are until they've gotten too tired. They don't really realize how worn down they are or how exhausted they are mentally because they're operating off adrenaline and sometimes their own experience. And they don't realize it until something snaps, pops, or breaks.
Well, Pastor Craig T. Owens, thanks for joining us this week. Anything we missed, and how can people follow you, connect with you further?
Nothing that you missed. I enjoyed this conversation. I blog daily at CraigTOwens.com is my blog, and there's more information about the Shepherd Leadership book on there as well. But I have a couple of places in the book where I pray for pastors. And, you know, Dace, just what you said is really kind of almost an amen to a couple of the prayers that I have in there, that pastors, there's been some artificial things that they have said, this is what success means. And it's kind of set them up for failure because they're looking at things that Jesus never measured. You know, Paul never told us we need to pay attention to this. And we're trying to count things and measure things that are stressing us out and burning the wick all the way down to the very end. And it's not what Jesus wants us to be doing with our time. So I hope that this book really becomes a liberation for a lot of people, that they say, let me just get back to the basic things that our Good Shepherd is looking for.
Pastors, we need to remain healthy. Only healthy shepherds can create a healthy environment for the sheep under their care.
Jesus not only gave us the example for mental, physical, spiritual, and relational health, but the Holy Spirit wants to help us today to be that kind of holy, healthy leader. If you're a pastor, I believe you will be energized by reading or listening to my book. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. If you love your pastor, get a copy to give as a gift. If you believe that your pastor would benefit from reading my book, but you don't have the funds available to purchase it at this time, please leave me a comment below and I'll make sure I get a copy to you. It takes everyone in the body of Christ being actively involved for both the shepherd and sheep to remain healthy. If you've missed any of the other clips I've shared from this interview, I have links in the show notes. I also have links to purchase Shepherd Leadership in print, ebook, or audiobook.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.